primary business driver is our customers and our programs who need these to do surveillance and data collection activities. Secondly, we do have a pent-up demand from our users as well who are not necessarily in the field, who want to use more varied devices, mobile devices, like the iPhones, like the Android devices, for not only personal productivity, but limited government use as well.
Which then leads us to the next question about the difference between government-furnished and personally owned. There's a big discussion. The Veterans Affairs Department has talked about moving to almost a bring-your-own-device type of approach. Is that something you guys are looking at, or are you still just focus on the government-furnished device?
Our primary driver is government-furnished devices, but we are actively looking at, with some limited pilots, of bringing your own personal device. Where we differ is that we recognize that we will not be managing these personal devices, and hence we won't have control over them. So if our users and our internal contractors do want to use devices to access, for example, email, calendaring, etc., we will do that in a containerized fashion so that the government applications are protected from the personal applications.
Is security the big issue between the two? Meaning, if with a government-furnished device, you can secure it, you can lock it down. But with a personal device, that's obviously more challenging. There's more pieces to it. Is the idea of whole disk encryption really the end result where you're hoping that you can eventually get to take you, to allow you to move to personal devices?
Security is a central driver, but we also have looking at cost containment. And to that end, if we can get reductions in cost savings to the government by allowing people to use their personal devices together with their own data plans, and you know, give them a high satisfaction as well in doing that, and provide them access to CDC assets, then that's a win-win for both the government and the users.
There's a lot of technologies out there. We've heard the term sandboxing. I think you used the term bubble before. Is that something you're starting to look at in terms of putting the CDC information, the sensitive information, in that sandbox?
No, the containerized approach is going to be just really for moderate to low information, email. Right now, if there is a need for sensitive information, it will be only on a government-furnished device.
And I think a lot of agencies are heading in that direction, saying, well, we have to be able to control it. We have to be able to wipe it clean. Give me a sense. You mentioned some pilots, but the personal-owned device pilots. Help me understand what that's about in terms of where you're going with those pilots.
Recognizing the fact that our users have bought these personal devices themselves, where our pilot is really centered around the usability of these devices to connect to CDC assets. And so to that end, we're dealing with some of the MDM vendors in a containerized approach to see how well these devices will function in accessing limited CDC assets.
Can you give us some more details? How many people? Is it a few hundred? Is it a few, just 50? And you mentioned the term MDM. What's that mean?
These are mobile management devices. So the MDM vendors are providing management platform to manage these devices. The pilot started off with fairly small. I think it was between 25 to 50 licenses. It was successful, so we are buying a few more hundred licenses to expand the user experience and also to get a wider input on the usability factor. And then depending upon the outcome of those results, if we don't find any significant impediments from a security perspective, then we will recommend moving forward with allowing personal devices to connect to our network for access to resources. But this will be equivalent to a remote emulation. It won't be a VPN type of access. That's still strictly GFEs.
The benefit of that is no data is stored on the device. All the data is in the cloud?
Not in the cloud, but it'll be on the back-end infrastructure that we have to build. So if you're familiar with the RIM model, where we have our best servers in our infrastructure, a lot of these MDM vendors require a similar infrastructure to be built. So the data will be on, in this case, CDC data centers. And now, there's nothing preventing us from taking the cloud approach as well, but that is not our focus right now.
How much pressure or how much focus is there on mobile for you as an agency in terms of getting it out to the business drivers? You mentioned earlier in our conversation that this has really been pushed up, if you will, from the ground level, the people who are doing the work of the CDC. Are they impatient? Are they, we've heard again, going back to the VA example, VA say, well, if we don't do it, they're going to do it. They're going to get creative and work around us. You may not be having that quite yet, but are you starting to feel that kind of impatience?
Yes, we know that our workforce, especially in our overseas countries, are already using a lot of these devices. What we need to make sure is as they collect the sensitive data, that this data is being stored on encrypted devices. That is really our main push in the field, to make sure that they meet all of the FIPS mandatory and compliance requirements for encryption, and also to make sure that somehow we can manage these devices and really make sure that all aspects of their experience, from the actual usability to the transport and to the repositories, are in compliance and protected.
Mobile computing is one of those things that everyone is paying attention to. Every CIO, every CTO I talk to, they seem to say, oh, well, we're starting down that pilot phase. We're starting to look at it more seriously. From your experience, from CDC's experience, what would you say are some of the key things that people should keep in mind, other agencies should keep in mind, as they're going down the path of whether it's pilots or even just saying, can this work in our system?
The number one should be that the business drivers should drive it, not the technology and not the cool factor. So if you always keep that in mind, that you are meeting the agency's mission requirements from a business perspective, I think you'll be on safe ground. In turn, as you move towards meeting those business requirements, you will inevitably also cross paths with the users who want to use tools for personal use as well. And hence, as you do your limited pilots, you can also expand them to include personal devices as well.
Do you foresee at a time that CDC will be able to do the personal devices only, the bring your own device approach?
Yes, in fact, the pilot that we're doing right now does allow for that. So if it's successful and our recommendations go forward to allow these personal devices for limited use, then the intent is to adopt on a single MDM vendor and have these clients installed, so that when these users do bring them in to access email, for example, they can do that securely and without affecting their personal applications.